Because there are people with experience. There are people with experiences of danger and failure. And they will tell you, because of their experiences, that they went too far here, they went too far there. And so therefore, listen to those who have experience. My dad used to say, you have a fool for an advisor if you don't listen to the experiences of someone else. There were three kings. The first three kings of Israel all failed. Saul failed administratively. He didn't function in his administrative role, and he failed. David failed morally in many different ways. A man after God's own heart, yes, but he still failed. And he was here talking to a younger man, or even an older man, he would give advice not to go the path that he went in, because he had experience. And Solomon failed religiously. His wives, yes, there was idolatry entering in, and other gods. So Saul failed administratively, David failed morally, and Solomon failed religiously. But I would cause your ears to listen to one who did not fail. In Isaiah chapter 42, we see, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment." And this is what a king needs. He needs judgment. Equity to the Gentiles. "He shall not cry nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench." We see the tenderness and kindness of the Lord Jesus, his character. "He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail." And so we see these three kings, Saul, and we'll see them, David and Solomon. But oh, here's a king, the true king, we'll see him. And he could not fail, and he did not fail. And so what an encouragement to us to look at those who failed. We can look at their lives and be encouraged, if they're so great and they failed, if I failed, not to excuse failure, there can be encouragement. But we can get greater encouragement from the person of the Lord Jesus, who himself did not fail. One little thought in 1 Samuel chapter 3, please. 1 Samuel chapter 3. Conditions that can take place in times like this. And I'd like some help perhaps regarding this. In 1 Samuel chapter 3. This is the same time period, I believe. "And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days." There was no open vision. And so we see something of the preciousness, the scarcity of revelation in times like this, when the Word of God is not honored, God is not given his rightful place, and he's not going to reveal much, I think, because they're not able to take it. They're not able to enjoy it. And so maybe some thoughts, perhaps, regarding the rarity of revelation.
Brother Leonard, can I give just a quick thought about the experiences? Especially when we were talking about the previous subject about immorality and idolatry. You see, one will hesitate to share with our children our previous experiences.
Right.
Because children have the tendency to say, if you've done it, I can do it. Or, you know what? Let me learn from my own lessons, my own experiences. Especially when it comes to the first part, immorality. You see, we can learn from a lot of wonderful, good experiences of our older brethren, how they were exercised to come into the gathering and stuff like this, and how did the Lord... But when it comes to this sensitive subject, I truly say, I have a problem when if I want to share my own experiences with the people. God wanted our children, all of us, to learn from the experiences that He recorded Himself.
Amen.
And if I want to teach my children about these previous experiences, I'm going to point them to the Word of God and say, listen, you go to the book of Ecclesiastes, and you will see of a man, you will read of a man, that he tried everything he wanted to try. Everything. He wants riches, he had riches. He wants houses, he had houses. He wants servants, he had thousands. But the conclusion was, to this man, was vanity of vanities. All is vanity. And that's where the focus has to be pointed to. It is to the Word of God, and every experience that we need to learn, especially, I am with experiences of our older brethren, with a lot of experiences they had with the Lord. Each one of us has different experience, of course. But when we point them to the Word of God, and what the Spirit of God put before us, you know what, I will tell them, listen, this is a man, and the God is saying, vanity of vanities. The conclusion is, fear God and keep His commandments. And, you know, just wanted to share that thought.
And it got to Solomon, like to ask the question, were any of his women and concubines Israelites? My understanding, we're all idolaters from the nations around. That was his downfall, wasn't it?
Whether they were or not, he acted foolishly.
Absolutely.
And one could say, thank God for his grace, that he is still his man. It's only grace and mercy. That's all.
But then here we have Samuel.
Yes.
In a very, very difficult atmosphere. It is a religious atmosphere where he is, where he is in the place where the priest is, Eli, the high priest, where there is the sons of the priest, Phinehas and Hophni, and where the most atrocious abomination is taking place. Now, would he follow these people? Would he follow... They are the older priests. He's supposed to learn from them. And he watched all of that going on around him. But yet, this young man, in all simplicity, I don't know how much he knew at that time. He didn't recognize the voice of the Lord earlier. But he realized that what his mother had done for him, in bringing him a coat every year, in helping him to grow spiritually, he stuck to that. In spite of everybody around him. He did not say, well, look at them. And sometimes the younger ones might say, well, but the children of this family that go to the meeting do that. We might hear that sometimes. Well, it doesn't matter. Samuel didn't say, but the children of Eli are doing that. He didn't say that at all. He really stuck to what his mother had taught him in the matter of simplicity. And I'll tell you this, God honor those who honor him. That's what the Lord told Samuel. He honor those who honor him. You want to run with the crowd? Even with so-called people who had an official heritage or genealogy or have a position in the religious world? Well, your friends at school and college are going to tell you, we're Christian too. We go to church on Sunday. We are Christian. We're not, you know, we're religious people, but these very same people, Eli's son, with the privileges that he have, they brought all kind of abomination in the house of the Lord. And they told the children of Israel to kind of despise the offering of the Lord because of their behavior, the way they were behaving. Samuel kept himself pure in that kind of condition.